LAO Mobile.
Get 4, LAO, NYQ.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO. How are you this afternoon, Jim, on this end?
Hello, Jim. We're doing pretty good. Just headed to a friend's house. Do a little antenna work. Hopefully it's going to be little. But it's really nice out here. It's not one of those fall days. It just makes you be glad to be alive. I started in Simpsonville, so I live out in the county. But headed over to East Greenville, so I'm on, I'm trying to remember the name of this road. It's Anderson Ridge Road.
There's rest heading downtown to get a sewing machine repaired.
I wouldn't guess that they even had a place to do that in TR.
LTR, it's in Greenville there. On East North Street, there's a place that services Bernina sewing machines. And my wife has entrusted me with her dearest thing, and so I've got to go get it serviced.
Well, I tell you, there's not many things you can't get fixed or buy or repaired in Greenville. I mean, I remember days when it wasn't that way, but it sure is nice to be able to get things done like that here. I'm right behind this big old truck. It's a flatbed, and it's got pallets on it. I mean, they must be 12, 13 feet high. I don't know how they keep those things on that flatbed. They're actually hanging off the edges.
Tied down with a cargo strap or something.
I really can't see because I'm so close to them behind. But I guess you live in TR, is that right?
Oh, yeah. We've been living here since, 2006.
I've really seen a lot of growth in that time.
Already crowded. We don't live in the city limits, but it's definitely, with all the construction going on, it's about to get a lot more crowded.
I mean, the neighborhood, I've lived in my neighborhood about 17 years. It built, I'm guessing, 15 years before that, but they're still building houses out there. I've got woods all around. It's nice. I only see one house from my front doorstep normally. That makes it nice. It's fairly private. But I tell you, a lot of these subdivisions, there's a lot of them going up around me. They're just, you know, you can reach out the window, probably touch the next house over.
It's real close where I live, and I think if I had my druthers, I'd rather be farther out in the country and may wind up doing that just yet.
Well, yeah, I think that's the first time I've talked to you on the radio. Do you operate on repeaters very often?
Almost all the time, and then you'll find me on the HF net for especially the South Carolina net and some other things I'm involved in.
All right, so you're also an HF operator, probably been for a while. Well, that's good. I'm familiar with that net, and I don't check into it. There's another little group I get with about 7:30 every night. That's about it when it comes to any of my net operations. And I first moved here. I already had my license, but I first moved here in 1963. And Pleasantburg was the bypass around Greenville at that time.
My license all that long. I got went and took my general and tech exams in January, and so I'm still a pretty new ham.
That's fun. I tell you, the most times I ever had was when I first got my license. I mean, it was just a thrill. Still a thrill. I'm very active on HF. Just a minute. But I mostly contest. That's really pretty much what I do. I got some schedules I get on. I do some DXing. But most of my operating is probably on HF. I used to do a lot more from the vehicle, but I retired, and when I did that, I'm not in my vehicle very much.
Right now, I just ordered an antenna from same folks that makes a little Tar Heel antenna, and I'm working to get the truck all grounded out and that stuff so I can put a rig in there.
Enjoy the Tar Heels. I tell you, I have all kinds of mobile antennas in my storage area. My older brother used to be mobile. He had a TS-480 at Tar Heel. And my brother, my twin brother, has a Tar Heel. I don't know if he's got it anymore or not. And then my younger brother, we're all hams, four of us, he had a Tar Heel. I mean, I've got all kinds of Lakeview, I think it was called the Lakeview Whip and Hustlers, and I've got to do something with them because I've got a mobile rig by HF, but I don't use it. I took it out about 6 months ago, so I think I'm going to, per chance I get to go to another ham fest, I'm probably going to take most of those and sell them.
Coming up this weekend in Stone Mountain, Georgia, I think is supposed to be a really big one.
I have been there. It's been so long ago, I wouldn't even know how to get there. And, I hope you get to go. It's been probably over 30 years since I've been to that one. Seems like they changed the location of it.
But my son is an extra class down in Atlanta, and he was telling me about it this weekend. So I don't know if I'll break away for it or not, but perhaps. I'd like to get my mobile rig up and running and be able to be mobile capable.
What kind of transceiver are you going to use?
7300 that I've got that I've all used, and I thought I'd try to put in there. I don't know if I'm going to leave it in the car overnight or not, but if I can make it so I can pull it in and put it in and pull it out fairly easily, I think that's what I'll work with.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to think. 7300. I wonder. I don't think you can detach the front of it, can you? Maybe you can. I don't know. What I've used for years and years, it's still a good radio. It works excellent. Is a ICOM 706. Is a Mark II. Is what I've got. Like I said, I just took it out, and for various reasons, but. I'm in a expedition right now. That's what I had it in, expedition. I better watch where I'm going here because I'm going to have to make a turn going subdivision. I always get lost when I go to this guy's house, so I better pay attention. Anyway, nice talking to you, and hope we can do it again. Good luck. Enjoy the ham fest. I think it's K4... LAO, I think, or ALO. This is N4IQ.
AO4LAO. And let me put in a little plug. I think Thursday night, Gary, KI4DOS does a swap meet or advertising stuff. We have local ham members who've got stuff for sale. So you might want to just categorize what you got there and get with Gary, and he'll help you advertise that stuff if you're ready to put it up for sale.
I just have to go in there and catalog it. I got lots of it. VHF, UHF. I got lots of them. All right, yeah, I know, Gary. And maybe I'll do that. I had forgotten what night that swap deal was, but it's Thursday. Okay, that's good news. Okay, well, 73s. You have a great day. KO4ALON4IQ.
Swap is on Wednesday night.
All right. right, Wednesday night. All right. Appreciate it, whoever. Thank you.
KO4LAO, clear at 73 studio.